This is another
good morning on WWDB, Inspiration and Religion with Cantor Scott Borsky. I hope everyone had a blessed week filled with inspiration, filled with dreams and goals, filled with successes and achievements for you, your children, your family, those that you come into contact with each and every day, your friends, your neighbors, the friends of your children, all those that you have the honor of seeing. I hope everyone is having a blessed weekend. Certainly, we always like to start with a blessing. Now, my son, as many of us have children in school, and each day we get a letter in the morning with how many folks in the school community have come down with COVID. It's the same letter each and every day, and they don't tell the names, but I put the number in my prayers of blessings of health each and every day. And certainly we start today with a blessing of health for all of our children as they go to school, as they go out in the world. We hope that their days are filled with health of body, of mind, and of soul. We say together, your children are not your children. They are the sons and the daughters of life's longing for itself. They come through you, but not from you. And though they are with you, yet they belong not to you. You may give them your love, but not your thoughts, for they have their own thoughts. You may house their bodies, but not their spirit, for their spirit dwells in the house of tomorrow, which you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. You may strive to be like them, but seek not to make them like you, for life goes not backward nor tarries with yesterday. Your children are reaching toward tomorrow. Bless them with your love. Teach them by your example. Strengthen them with your encouragement. And then let them live. We join together with a prayer of health for our children, so when they leave us in the morning, they come back at night, or they come back in the afternoon, or whenever school is over or their work is over, they come back home filled with health. We call that in Judaism a refuah shelema, a prayer of healing. But every religion has its own prayers of healing. And we say to our children, may you live to see your world fulfilled. May your destiny be for worlds still to come. And may you trust in generations past and yet to be. May your heart be filled with intuition and your words be filled with insight. May your songs of praise be ever upon your tongue, and may your vision be on a straight path before you. May your eyes shine with the light of holy words, and may your face reflect the brightness of the heavens. May your lips ever speak wisdom, and your fulfillment be in righteousness, even as you ever yearn to hear the words of God. And on that, certainly we can all say, amen. So it is January, and there are still days left in January to be the God among others, for we always say sometimes the only God anyone ever sees is the godliness in you and the godliness in me. Each day should be the opportunity to give of your heart, your soul, and your mind unto others, to bring them joy, to bring them happiness. And as we all know, last week was Martin Luther King Day of Service. And so many of you sent me what you did on Martin Luther King Day and what your children did and what your grandchildren did. And let me tell you, it brought joy to my heart. It made my heart grow 10 times as big, you know, just like in the movie The Grinch. My heart grew and grew with all of the ways that our community brought joy, greatness, love, and many, many blessings of righteousness throughout our community. And I would still love to hear more. Please contact me any way that you wish, because I would love to speak of the ways that you and your family are bringing a goodness to the world on this radio program or on my blog or on any of my social media. It would be my honor to hear about what you have done. But certainly, as we know, Martin Luther King Day of Service is not the only day of the year that we should bring service to our community. It should be a daily way that we wake up in the morning and we think, how can I bring joy unto others today? How can I bring goodness to others? And certainly, if you would like to join me in any of the acts of love and kindness that my organization does, it's called Cantor Scott's Charities, please contact me anytime that you wish. You can email me at cantorsborski@gmail.com, C-A-N-T-O-R-S as in Scott, B as in boy, O-R-S-K-Y @gmail.com. It would be my honor to speak with you and to tell you all of the wonderful things that our community is doing and all the wonderful things that Cantor Scott Charities are doing. And that would be an honor to us and everyone in our community as we all say amen. We have started at Cantor Scott Charities a wonderful 30-day challenge. Now, some have started the beginning of January, and some have started mid-January, and some haven't even started yet. But so far, we have over 30 wonderful folks who are doing what I am calling the 30-day Shema Challenge. Now, what is the Shema? The Shema is one, if not the most important prayer in Judaism, but you don't have to be Jewish to say the Shema. You could be any culture, any tradition, any religion to say the Shema. What the Shema says is listen. The Hebrew word Shema means listen, understand, comprehend that God is our God and God is one. And we bless God's name in his high place in heaven forever and ever. And we are commanded to say the Shema each and every morning that we wake up and each and every morning that we go to bed. And if you currently are not reciting the Shema each morning and each night, please join me in this 30-day Shema challenge and see if it doesn't change your mood, your day, and even your life. And I'm telling you that it will. Let me know that you're taking the challenge. Send me an email, give me a phone call, contact me on social media, and please share this with friends and family. And to give you an incentive, each week in January and February, I will randomly pick someone who is taking the challenge and donate $50 to a charity of your choice in your name. It's a simple challenge with a big impact. And if you're unsure of the Shema, I'll send you all the information that you need through voice text of the melody, the text and transliteration. Now, why the Shema? There is a commandment in the Torah, the Old Testament, the five books of Moses, to recite the Shema daily. It says, and you shall speak of them when you lie down and when you rise up. And when a person reciting the Shema remembers the unity and the kingship of the Almighty who supervises everything, they will take to heart that God's eyes observe all of a person's ways. They will appreciate that God counts our steps and that none of our thoughts are hidden from him. Thinking this and saying this will guard a person with the armor of protection from God each and every day. Repeating it at night will guard them at night as well. And on that, certainly, we can all say amen. You know, there are many in our community that we can say amen to. Often, professional sports athletes sometimes get a bad rap for only caring about themselves, caring about what things around them mean to them and their income and their salary. But once in a while, I come across a role model that I can teach my child, that you can teach your children, that we can adore ourselves with, knowing that they are doing great things in the world aside from their God-given sports ability. And one of them is in our listening audience in Pittsburgh. And we all know that the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers has been Ben Roethlisberger, and he is expected to retire from the NFL. And Ben Roethlisberger says that his next career will be one that is so admirable, in his own words, to expand God's kingdom when the Pittsburgh Steelers lost to the Kansas City Chiefs in the wild card round last week. It was likely to end the career of quarterback Ben Roethlisberger's long and illustrious NFL career. Even though he did not explicitly say that he was going to retire, the words he gave in the post-game press conference was telling. "It's tough," he said. "I am proud to play with these guys. God has blessed me with an ability to throw a football and has blessed me to play in the greatest city in Pittsburgh with the greatest fans and the greatest football team and players. It's just been truly a blessing. I am so thankful to God for the opportunity that he's given me." When he was pressed and asked what he was going to do for his next move, he said without hesitation, "I'm going to do everything I can to be the best husband and father that I can be and try to expand God's kingdom." And on that, certainly, we can all say amen. We all wish Ben Roethlisberger a very blessed life after the life of football. And certainly, we know that he will certainly expand God's kingdom. And on that, we can all say amen. We can also say amen for our newest sponsor on Inspiration and Religion with Cantor Scott on WWDB 860 AM. And that, of course, is the Men's and Boys Store in Warminster, Pennsylvania. It is a place that I go to get my clothing. And I know so many who do. And you should too. And they are happy to announce the owner, the magnificent Bonnie, still we're in January, a happy new year. And the Men and Boys Store is having their store-wide winter sale. Their boys department is stocked, ready for spring first Holy Communions, bar mitzvahs, and confirmations. They have white and navy suits, accessories, and blazers, and khakis too. They can dress men and boys from head to toe. And as you can see, if you're watching me on iPod, how snazzy I dress. And a lot of my clothing comes from the wonderful Men's and Boys Store, again located in Warminster, Pennsylvania at 320 York Road. Please contact them at 215-914-2060, 215-914-2060, the Men's and Boys Store. And for them, we certainly all say amen. So I want you to know that this program does not only run because I am sitting here behind the microphone. It runs because of those who are listening on WWDB, those who are watching the podcast anytime at WWDBAM.com, those who are watching the program on any of my social media. It's because of you that you are accepting the blessings that we share to bring wonders and miracles to your life, to bring wonders and miracles to those that you come into contact with each day. And certainly that is a blessing. And each day I go through our news that is good in our life, because we all know that what goes in, what goes out. And I always try to avoid negative news that will just stick with me. Of course, sometimes and often it's impossible to avoid the negative news. But again, if you take it all in, the sadness, that's what comes out. But if you bring in goodness, that what is also coming out. And the best way to bring goodness into your heart, soul, and mind is to wake up each and every morning, and by your bedside is the scriptures of the religion and the tradition and the culture that you follow. Pick some verses that bring wonderment into your life. Most importantly, if you know verses that are in your heart by rote, that is the best thing. You wake up in the morning, you say some words of God, and God will lead your steps with light of goodness and hope and wonderment every single day. I was reading this wonderful story about a UPS driver named Hector. And each day, a little boy named Drew when Hector came up on his UPS truck. Drew said, is there any mail for me? And Hector would have to say, no, there's no mail for you today. But one day, he made the dream of this little boy come true. One day, Drew said, Hector, is there any mail for me? And Hector said, yes, here is a box for you. And when Drew opened it, it was filled with toys and games and candy, and it made Drew's day, his week, and certainly his month. And who do you think filled that box with candy and toys? Of course, it was Hector. And Drew's parents did not know about any of this, the conversations that they were having together, and it was not until Drew opened this box and saw that they gave praises to Hector, and they went on their local station with joy and smiles on their faces. Any of the stories that I share on inspiration and religion, please find out more information on my blog. It's thedailyblessings.com. dailyblessings.com. You can find any of these stories in length and videos and words to bring joy to your heart each and every morning so you can fill your soul when you wake up, just like a car needs to be on filled with fuel to run and be the best it can be. So does our soul. So does our mind, body, and heart. So it starts with words of God. It starts with the blessings that God brings us each and every day. On January the 27th, that's a Thursday night, that's this coming Thursday, I will be on FaceTime Live. And on FaceTime, we will say prayers and blessings and blessings, because this Thursday night is the International Remembrance Day for the Holocaust, for all of those who perished in the Holocaust at the hands of the Nazis, Jews and non-Jews. All of those that we still pray for, all of those that we still remember. So please join me on Thursday night at 7 o'clock on my Facebook page at Cantor Scott Borsky. You can find it on all my social media, so we can say and remember those who died during World War II, and may their memories always, always be a blessing. And on that note, just last week, the UN General Assembly approved an Israeli-sponsored resolution condemning any denial of the Holocaust and urging all nations and social media companies to take active measures to combat anti-Semitism and Holocaust denial or distortion. The 193 member of this world body approved the resolution by consensus. And if you know about the UN, we all know that it is not the most friendly to Israel and anything that has to do with anti-Semitism whatsoever. So this is a big deal. This is something important that the UN realized, that anti-Semitism is growing and it must stop now. And as we always say, never, never again. It is so lovely, and it is such an honor to have folks who sponsor this program so I can bring inspiration and religion to you. One of the wonderful sponsors that we've had since the beginning is the Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. And if you're thinking of pre-arranging a funeral for yourself or a loved one, look no further than the Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. Conveniently located off of Route 38 in Mount Laurel, our brand new facility features amenities unlike any other funeral home in the Delaware Valley. They have been serving all communities of our wonderful South Jersey community since 1992. Call them today at 856-234-6900, 856-234-6900. Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. Pay less, get more, a lot more. David Potascio, Senior Director, New Jersey License Number 3796. And certainly, they are wonderful, wonderful folks. And for them, we all say amen. We certainly all say amen for our wonderful community. And if there are birthdays or wedding anniversaries, or especially community events that you would like to share, that you would like me to share with our community on WWDB 860 AM or WPEN HD2 97.5 FM, it would be an honor. Please contact me in any way that you wish. It is always an honor to announce special occasions, for a blessing to you is a blessing to all of us. And that's what we always, always speak about. If you're going through some negativity in your life, whether it's health or finances or your job or anything that has to do with sadness of you or your family, look at someone else, a friend, a neighbor, a coworker who's going through something wonderful now. And just remember, if God does it for them, God can do it for you. Always keep the faith. And you know, we always say, pray more, worry less. If God does a blessing for them, God will do it for you. Your sadness is only temporary. And remember, at night, when you're about to go to bed, give all of your troubles to God, for God never sleeps. Say, God, here's my troubles. Let me rest. Let me renew. Let me rejuvenate. Let my heart, body, and mind rest for this night so I can start a new day in the morning tomorrow with all of the daily blessings that you give me. Give God your troubles at night. Let God take care of them as you sleep. And on that, certainly, certainly, we can all say amen. One of the entertainers that I really, really admire, and we all know that most of Hollywood is not God-fearing. Most of Hollywood is not God-living. Most of the actors and actresses in Hollywood really, really live in a bubble and don't follow the words of God. But one of them that I hold up as a role model that I truly admire, that you may not even know, is Kirk Cameron. After his acting days were over in secular acting, he became really well known in movies that were faith-based, that are faith-based. In movies and books, he has his own program on many religious television channels. He is such, and his wife and his family are such God-fearing people. But it wasn't always that way. And I have been following Kirk Cameron for many, many years. And certainly, it is an honor to speak about him and to walk in his steps. And one story that came out this week, that Kirk Cameron, he detailed his path to his faith. And he once said, if there was a heaven, I wouldn't have been going there. And former, as we all know, Growing Pains actor Kirk Cameron said that he decided to embrace Christianity when he was 17 after being an atheist for many years. And during an interview with one of my favorite websites, PragerU, Cameron explained how he began acting in Hollywood at the age of 14 and quickly became inducted into the Society of Hollywood. When I was a kid, I would have called myself an atheist until I was about 17 years old, he said. The actor said that he began to wonder at a young age if there was a heaven or hell, and figured that if there was a heaven, I wouldn't be going there. Because of my attitude and my self-centered, he conceded, I'm all that. I'm the GOAT, meaning greatest of all time, he said about himself. Cameron said that as he began to pray, he felt a significant change in his life. He added that a note written by his daughter prompted him to re-examine his rise to fame in Hollywood. It's the same boiling point that softens potatoes that hardens eggs. It just depends on what you're made of, the note said. Let's read that again. His daughter wrote him a note. It's the same boiling water that softens potatoes, that hardens eggs. It just depends on what you're made of. The note said, on that, we can all say amen, and we can admire Kirk Cameron and certainly follow in his career. You know, I certainly want to say a blessing to all those who have lost someone special in their lives this week. One of the many opportunities that I have as a clergy and a chaplain is to bring blessings to funerals and to heal and to help the family in mourning. One of the blessings that I say, in fact, I've had 3 funerals just this week, and it is certainly a blessing to me to be able to be with the families and to bring the blessings of comfort to them. One of the beautiful readings I always read, I hope it's a blessing to you if you have lost a loved one recently, and please know that I will post this on my social media if you ever need to read this yourself and to share it with others. It's called The Last 5 Minutes. If we discovered the late Christopher Morley observed that we only had 5 minutes left to say all we wanted to say. Every telephone booth would be occupied by people calling other people to stammer that they loved them. Why wait until the last 5 minutes? And on that, certainly we can all say amen. If you notice that I'm always wearing religious shirts and religious hats, and it is an honor to be associated with Scott Soffin and clothingscott.com. I get all my religious clothing from him, and all the religious folks that I know, they go to Scott Soffin as well. But if you are having a birthday party, a life cycle event, an office party, anytime your family's getting together, and if you want to have matching clothing that say the same thing, please call and go to clothingscott.com, and they offer all printing and embroidery with in-house production. And so many people that I know use Scott for all their get-togethers, so they could have a silly words on their shirts, so they could have the name of their family on their shirts, so they could have a slogan on their shirts, so they could have a religious saying on their shirts, anything that you want, hats, hoodies, clothing. They are wonderful, specializing with no minimums, with hoodies, tees, or any garments at prices that will please your budget. ClothingScott.com. Please call them. Call Scott anytime at 856-816-2616. 856-816-2616. ClothingScott.com. They are a blessing, certainly, to our community. And on that note, thank you for joining as we slowly move into February, to Valentine's Day. And certainly, I should say, if you want to have a renewal of vows each year around Valentine's, I renew the vows of people who have been married 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Please call me to renew your vows and to bring your love so you can say, I do again. So as Valentine's gets closer, we will certainly get into more prayers and blessings of love. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Pray more, worry less.